Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
Mind, would you lose your sense of play as an adult? Sarah, do you play?
It's a weird question, isn't it?
It is a weird question. I only really play with my kids, but that sometimes works.
No, I totally get what you mean, but that isn't really play as an adult, is it? Doing Lego and making sure they put the Lego correct.
Well, it depends on your mindset when you're doing it. Anyway, go on.
No, you're right. You are right. But the advice, I think, and we'll get it right now from the horse's mouth, so to speak, there's a superb article that I would direct people to on RTE Brainstorm. It's online. You'll find it easily there. Written by chartered counselling psychologist, no ordinary 5'8", Niamh Delmar, and she's advising you, listener, mind would you lose your sense of play as an adult? And I'm delighted to say that counselling psychologist Niamh Delmar joins us now. Niamh, you're very welcome.
Hi Cormac, hi Sarah, thank you.
Now Niamh, playtime is important for adults, you say. Why?
Absolutely. It's not just for children. It reduces tension, it prevents burnout, it helps us to take life less seriously. There's so much going on at the moment. Even sometimes, you know, our exercise programs can be grueling, as well as work and home.
Yeah, that's for sure. What do you mean by play, though? Because Sarah made a great point. I have small kids as well, and we play with them. But that isn't what you mean, is it?
Well, you know, it is encouraging that play, sense of play in a person by playing with children, watching children. So yeah, you know, that is a form of getting into the swing of play. It really is something that you're doing for enjoyment. There's no purpose to it.
There's no purpose. One of the other questions I was asking listeners earlier is, when was the last time you laughed with tears? Like you're crying laughing, because that happens to me very rarely. But when it does, I always feel amazing afterwards. It's a really big release, but it's hard to get to that state, I find.
Yeah, absolutely. And when we have a big laugh like that, or even any sort of a laugh, it's releasing oxytocin, which is the cuddle hormone. And when we're engaging in play, it releases endorphins, and it also helps our cognitive ability as well.
So how important is this then as we get older? Because you sort of, when you're so busy, Niamh, and I think everyone listening will understand this, and you've so much on, it's very hard to sort of get yourself relaxed enough to just not think, you know, well, I sort of need to get that wash on, or, you know, it's time for your man to go to scouts, or, you know, like the list of things that you have to do in order to really get into the zone. So have we sort of forgotten how to play?
Well, that's it. Exactly. Life gets very serious, doesn't it? You know, all the responsibilities that come with, you know, maturing and, as you say, all the different tasks and lists to do. But that's the more reason why we need some outlets. And it's great to have exercise and a certain amount of outlets, but a lot of them are goal-orientated or competitive. So just to do something that just winds us down, and it could just be a few minutes like dancing in the kitchen.
But what,
you know,
what if...
Oh, dancing in the kitchen.
What if what you do, Niamh, to wind yourself down actually winds you up? Because I bought, just for this purpose actually, to play, I bought a jigsaw a couple of years ago and it remains in the box. I could not, I won't use the phrase, I wouldn't have the time. And plus the kids would drag it off the table and I would just get frustrated.
But exactly the point. Yeah, that's exactly the point. You have to find your right fit. You know, if it's not your right fit, it's not play. You know, when you think back as a child, what you loved as play, you didn't plan it out really. You didn't have to schedule it. You just kind of went along with something that you liked.
If you see a football in a field,
you kick it for play.
Sorry, go on.
You know, kicking a football in a field for play is different than, you know, having to train for a soccer match.
Yeah.
So it's more about something, doing something very simple that fits with you. If a jigsaw isn't your thing, it's not going to do it for you.
Listeners have been getting in touch on this. Martha from Carrickmacross, she has a good one actually, and you know what? It's made me think I must do this. She says, I'm going to Aointhes Theatre in Castleblayney later to a Conal Gallen comedy play, and I know we'll be in tears laughing.
Oh, yeah.
And actually, that's that would be a great one, going to see a live comedian.
Yeah,
like I would really.
Can we go, Martha? Can we all go with Martha now?
We know that adults want to play more. You know, the colouring books are selling out, escape rooms are popular, even work organisations are really going out of the way to give some play outlets for people.
But what are escape rooms?
Play. escape rooms, you go in and you try and find your way out. You know, it's like those experiences out there, like VR arena rooms. So all these are on the increase. People want some outlets that aren't goal-directed.
I thought you meant a toilet when you have kids. Go to the toilet and lock it for a while.
There's no escape, Cormac. You should know better than that.
Daddy.
We've another text here. This person says, my favourite way of relaxing is playing with my 18-month-old grandson. He's a delight and he takes me into another world. Pure joy. And I do think, like we were saying at the start, children can bring you there, but sometimes playing with children is, you know, it's enjoyable, but it's not necessarily playing for yourself.
Yeah, it is. And it depends on what you're doing as well, that you're not just doing it out of forced having to do it. You know, when it's spontaneous and it's something you're both enjoying or you have a little laugh about it, it's different. We feel it when it's real play.
All right, Niamh, you're on the spot now. You have 20 seconds. What do you do for play?
What I do for play? I play with my three Labradors. They're great fun.
Lovely.
I would do a little bit of dancing. I like hopping on a bike, not to go anywhere, just sometimes for a bit of, you know, relaxation.
I like it.
And, you know, it's Halloween, like dressing up. I won't just do trick or treat, you know, or just won't let my son do trick or treat. I'll go around dress up as well.
That's superb. Look, it's a tonic to talk to you. Niamh Del Mar, chartered counselling psychologist and expert at playtime. And Niamh, thank you very much.